I had the privilege, when I was a fairly new Christian, to sit under the teaching of Norm MacLeod, a man from Gisborne. And he is an amazing man of God. And really, that began to really ruin me for much else, until I met Trish. That ruined me even worse. Then we went to Toronto, and that just blew me to smithereens. But this man, he had been in a gang. And his weekly thing was get drunk, get boozed up, go home, bash your wife up, spend all the money. It doesn't matter whether your kids have got food or whatever. But just, you know, rack up and have a good time. But God got a hold of this man. Wow. And gradually, he just brought such incredible change into his life. He has brought restoration right down on the coast and on the other side in Gisborne. You know, he's one of my heroes of the faith. He goes to Pakistan now, and they have to guard him with a machine gun because they won't let him preach. And he loves it. You can see he just thinks it's great, man. He's got the best arsenal anyway, and that's Jesus Christ. But he has seen blind eyes open. He's seen deaf ears open. He's seen people raised from the dead. He is seeing absolutely amazing things. He is so gone after God, it is really a privilege to sit under his teaching. And he's busy at the moment really trying to raise up warriors in this nation to serve, not just here, but overseas. And I'm really excited to see what he's doing, what's happening in that man's life. Because behold, God is doing a new thing. And he's not doing it the way that we used to. You know, a lot of people sowing $5 a week so this man could go to Pakistan, Iran, wherever he's called to go. It is amazing. And I was really thinking about Rodney Howard Brown. My encounter with that man many years ago, about probably just a little bit after that time, changed my life. Because when I was worshipping at that conference, he said, if you will dance, I'll set you freer than what you... I'll begin to really set you free. And I sat there till the last song. Because I didn't want to make a fool of myself. I didn't want to look like an idiot. Because, I mean, I'm not little. And I mean, you know. And as I began to step out, it was like he began to do a work in me. But the thing that made me really cross was, at this conference, I saw all these people getting totally whammed by the Holy Spirit. People delivered, set free, healed. But that didn't happen to me. Yes, he told me that he would set me free as I stepped into that. But I'm driving home that night, and as I put my head up, all of a sudden I found myself in Newmarket, and I was actually supposed to be going to Avondale, which is kind of a wee bit out of the way from where I was supposed to be going. And I just started to laugh. It was just like the joy of the Lord just welled up inside my spirit, and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed, and I thought, man, I don't know what you've done, God, but boy, I am looking forward to the future in you. And I just want to start with the scripture. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. That's just really spoke to me last night. Impossible of fulfillment. What God has spoken over your life, it's impossible that will not be filled, because that is the breath of God. That is the word of God. It is the truth of God. How many here have had the word spoken over your life and you've just rolled it over and done nothing about it? Many people put things in the too hard basket because there is a cost. And right now he is calling us to pick it up and run our race with him. Because believe you me, when it comes from him, he makes a way where there seems to be no way. And last night, I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying to me that there are people here, wow, that aren't sleeping, that they're not sleeping very well. Their sleep is interrupted all the time. Is anybody here that that's happening to? Okay, stand up. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to get round these guys. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Get around all these ones. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Has everybody got someone? Thank you, Lord. Oh, you guys lay hands on each other. Those people down the back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, right now we take authority over the assignment of the enemy, right now in the name of Jesus, that's trying to rob these guys of rest and sleep, in the name of Jesus. And everything that is out of order in their mind, Lord, where it's been a long time that this has been happening, Father, we call that into divine order right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak blessing. You bless your people with sleep. And we break the power of, we break the spirit of insomnia right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just bless them, Lord. Refresh them today, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And there's someone here that's really having a difficulty with a child that's in rebellion. Someone that's really bucking the system. Does anybody know who that is? Whoa. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Father. Give them more, Lord. More, Lord. More. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord.
More of you, Lord.
More, Lord. Just fill them up to overflowing,
yes.
Lord. Whoa.
Yes, Lord. Refresh, Lord. Refresh, Lord.
Refresh, Lord. Refresh, Lord. Keep doing it, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Whoa. Keep doing it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More of you. More of you. Yes, Lord. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. More of you. Thank you, Jesus. More of you. Come on, Wendy. More of you. Whoa. Whoa. Short. Oh, more of you. Thank you, Lord. Whoa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone here with that child that's... Or know of someone that's got a child that's really... Wow. Thank you, Father. Whoa. Can you get around Murray? Some of you mums? Hmm? Today, it is your day. No wonder you kept giving me your name all night. Thank you, Father. 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 Right now, we take authority over the assignment of the enemy over this child, and we break its power now in the name of Jesus, and we command you to get your hands off and loose them and set them free now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You're such a great God. You're a good, good God. You're a good, good Father. Let them know that you're a good, good Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, you're a good, good Daddy. You're a good, good Daddy. Thank you, Lord. Wow, you're a good, good Daddy. Thank you, Father. Wow. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Wow. More, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wow. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shoo. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, another hero of mine is Heidi Baker. Whew. She is such an amazing laid-down lover of God. Whew. She gave up a dancing career as a ballerina. She gave up her entitlement. She comes from a family that was really, really wealthy. And they would have given her everything. But when she married Roland and they walked away and went into missions, they left with a suitcase and a few pounds. And boy, look what God has done through this couple. Look what he has done. It's like that, for me, it reminded me last night when I read this thing on Facebook that we need that fire in our hearts. And those two have the fire in their hearts. And that fire has gone out. There's how many people here have been touched by Heidi Baker's ministry? Many, many people. It is extraordinary to sit under, wow, the love that she has, that she pours out freely. She doesn't prophesy anything. She just takes you in her arms and she just pours the love of God into your life. And it's life-changing. It is just so amazing. So incredible. You know, God calls controversial people to do controversial things. And I just, you know, Rodney Howard Brown, people did not like it when people laughed. Well, I've got a CD of his that when he preaches about taking up the offering, the people get drunker and drunker. And it's called, the thing is called The Night the Angels Sang. I don't know whoever has seen that. It is just amazing. As he preaches, taking up the offering, the presence of God just flows in the room. You know, we're coming into even more of that. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. Absolutely, we haven't touched it. It's like we've got to break out of that old mindset and step into the new. Whoa. So I want to read this to you. The Lord asks, what will you do when your well runs dry? You ask, what do you mean, Lord? I mean the well of your intelligence, your own abilities, your own energy and passion. What then? Are you not tired of calculating, reasoning, and planning, and the height drawn from your own resources? You have trusted me with your eternity. Will you not trust me with your here and now? Yes. As I said through Malachi, test me now. Is this release your iron bond thinking and problem-solving process? Test me now. The issues of your life, I have ways to deliver and bless you. Yes, that you know nothing about it. In fact, are not able to imagine or understand apart from the Holy Spirit's revelation. You have heard time and time again that this season calls for new ways, new sounds, new thinking. Cut away the anchor that is holding you back from my plans for your future. Allow me and I will open your eyes to receive the people and the places and the projects that you are assigned for the season. Then I will surprise you with resources and everything you need from my storehouse. But you know, all of that comes out of a relationship with Jesus. It's being close to him and drinking from him. That's one of the things that really spoke to me about Toronto. Receive the Father's love and give it away. Give it away freely. Give his love away freely. I've just recently been reading Shane Bolt's book, The Throne Room Company. And I thought I was actually going to minister on that, but nah, not allowed to. But there's something else. I am reading a bit of stuff, but I just feel it's really relevant right now. His friend had an encounter in the throne room, and he saw all kinds of people that went into the throne room. People that had were in ministry and work, but they never had a personal relationship with Jesus. They put it on the back burner. Their family took over. Their ministries took over. But he came to this woman and he said to her, what did you do to get into the Holy of Holies? And she said, I loved him. Yes. Below the throne, he noticed a frail woman holding the hand of God. Searching his memory, my friend could not place her among the leaders of Christendom. Then slowly he walked over to her and discovered that her gaze was fixed on Jesus. Hesitating at first, he finally interrupted her and asked, will you tell me who you are? Without taking her eyes off Jesus, she replied, I am his. But how do you get to be in the Holy of Holies? He asked her. For a split second, she took her eyes off Jesus to look at him. Confused by the question, her eyes were radiant with power of his pleasure. She answered, I just loved him. All my days on earth, I only had my love for him. Wow, you must have had an incredible life. What kind of miracles did you do? My friend asked. She spoke soberly, indicating great brokenness. Actually, he was the only thing that made my life worth living. I didn't do anything that anyone could consider profound. I just spent my days with him because I had nothing else. But he loved me. He is my miracle. And he goes on to say, didn't you have ministry, some sort of gifting that prepared you for this? No, she replied. I wasn't even very good at anything. I didn't have a good voice to sing anymore to anyone but him. I didn't have an elegant speaking ability, so I never taught. I didn't get prophetic words for others. I just loved him and those he put in my life. My friend was so amazed that someone who seemed to have lived an unsuccessful ministry life was in the Holy of Holies, so close to God. Isn't that amazing? That reminds me of Madame Guyon. I just wonder whether that was her, because of the horrendous suffering that she went through, that she just was silent. She never defended herself. She just got closer and closer and closer to him. You know, one of the things that Heidi Baker says, if you drink the cup of suffering, you will drink the cup of joy. And there are many people here that have drunk the cup of suffering. But, you know, tears in the evening, but joy comes in the morning. He wants to release that joy and the fullness of him into your life. Now, if there's someone here that really would like prayer for that, I'd like you to stand so that we can pray for you. That you have really drunk a cup of suffering and there seems to be no way out. It's difficult. It's a hard place. I just recently went through an area of my life that all I could call it was really the dark night of my soul. It was like I was trapped. I couldn't go this way. I couldn't go that way. All the plans that I had came to nothing. And actually going through that and having to give it to him and release it to God was extremely painful. And no one else could go through that with me. I had to go through it myself. So I want to tell you today that he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. Doesn't matter whether it's sickness, whether it's in your marriage. If you keep releasing it to him and giving it to him, let him take it. Let him take it. Let him take that cup of suffering and let him fill it with his joy. And there are many people here that have felt that too, have suffered and been in that place. Could you just get round our sister over here, please? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you meet us in our brokenness. You meet us in our pain. Wow. And it's all about just allowing you to work through those circumstances, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you would bring deliverance in these circumstances. That, Lord, that she would be one that would just drink the cup of joy. That you would bring refreshing and healing to her heart, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We know that this doesn't come from you. It comes from the enemy, Lord. So we take authority over the works of the enemy that have tried to break her in the name of Jesus. And we lift her up into your presence right now in Jesus' name. And we ask for a fresh anointing upon her life and healing to her heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you see all things and you know all things and you know what's happening, Father. Just bless, Lord. Bless. Bless, bless, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, nothing is impossible with him. The works that I do shall you do also. Even greater works because I go to my Father. That's the call and that's the mandate on our life. And sometimes we go through shaking. We go through all sorts of things so he can bring us into that new place. He can bring us and break the chains and set us free. And no matter who we are, there are things that God is doing in our lives. There are things that he wants to do in our lives. There are things that he wants to set us free from. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And I'm going to invite you now, as I get these precious worshippers, if they can pray the power of his love. And if you have things in your life that you want the restraints broken off, I want you to come to the cross and give it to him. Give it to him and see what he does. You do business with God and let him do the work in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just come when you're ready. If you want to come, come. Because he wants to meet you today. He wants to give you fresh oil and fresh wine today. Wow, thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are the God of fresh oil and fresh wine. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.